Well, it's rock and roll on the markets today with everything looking green. The All Share Index closed up a cool 2.45% at 57,629 index points. It was particularly a good day for the resources counters. They ended the day up 4.3%. Industrials rose by 1.63%, while gold counters jumped a whopping 6%. That will have been driven in part by the gold price now trading well above $2,000 an ounce. In fact, precious metals have been having a rather good day today, with the platinum price also trading now above $1,000 an ounce. Brent crude oil is up some, trading around $46 a barrel. In the currency space, the rand is trading at around 17.30 against the US dollar. It's trading at 20.58 vis-a-vis the euro and 22.73 against the British pound. To break down the markets for us, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's the deputy chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much for joining us, David.
Pleasure.
Good stuff. So it looks as though markets are up to varying degrees, but it looks like sentiment is being well driven today. Your thoughts?
No, how? And you know, mentioned it. The strange thing is, if you look through the JSE, as you mentioned, it's all minerals, it's all metals. That's where the big driving force is coming. And of course, then you've got a couple of offshore businesses as well that have done well. You know, Prosus and Naspers, very strong today. So that's where it's all happening. If you go beyond that, there's still no, you know, nothing really gripping our market. Look at our financials. They made a modest recovery. Apps are up about 1.5%. Nedbank, you know, just over 1%. I mention those numbers because if you look at the gold stocks, you know, you've got Harmony 9%, Sibanye 8%, you know, Goldfields 8%. So, you know, those kind of gains overshadowing what we're seeing in other markets. And then even if you look at our industrial market, there are a couple of stocks that have been bombed out. You know, they bounced 5% up one day, down 5% the other day. But nothing really big happening amongst the big stocks. So it's all metals and minerals in the moment. But offshore, there's also a lot happening. You know, the U.S. market, I just looked at the S&P, which is the big gauge of, you know, that's what we use to measure the U.S. market.
Yes.
You know, if you look there, the all-time high was about 3373. That's an all-time high. I'm not talking where it was at the beginning of the year. We're presently about 3330. So we're less than 1% off the all-time high, which was in February. And, I mean, it's crazy against the backdrop that we've seen. And we're still coming out of this lockdown. When I say coming out of it, you know, we're barely just bumbling out of it.
Yeah.
Although some of the data is starting to look fairly decent.
Yeah.
So you got to think, you know, what's the market thinking? They're thinking a long time ahead.
So when you dissect the S&P, you know, you just mentioned it. Is it being driven by counters across sectors, or is it certain counters that are pushing it higher?
It's a broad gain. Okay, it's very broad gain, but like each day you'll find different leaders. It's not the tech led this up last week or the last few days, especially after Friday's numbers. Today you got Disney out, you know, where their numbers came out last night. Now they lost about $5 billion, but it didn't seem to upset the market. So the market probably pushed them up 10%, admittedly, simply because they've had to close their theme park. There's no sport for their ESPN, but they've got streaming. You know, their streaming side is showing huge progress. And, you know, this is probably a big threat to Netflix, although threats also come from the gaming side as well. So I think the market, very responsive to the numbers that we saw out of Disney. So they're up about 10%. So you're getting various leaders coming through from time to time. Talk about the vaccine, you know, a cure or something happening there as well. Then you start to see drug companies picking up as well. So it does fluctuate on a day-to-day basis, but nevertheless, underlying trends still, you know, very nice and positive.
Yeah, and just reflecting on what you were saying about Disney, it does go to show how important it is to be invested in something that's well diversified.
Yes. Well, look, they've taken the big risk by going on their own, you know, on their own. I've looked at the channel. It's a pretty good channel. It's the raunchy stuff comes through Hulu, H-U-L-U, you know, H-U-L-U, sorry. When I say raunchy, I mean more adult type movies. There's nothing XX. Don't worry, not in America. You don't get any of that. But Disney, you know, is I don't know, comic style movies and for the kids and that.
Yeah.
You know, it's still a wonderful, wonderful channel, and you can see the pickup there as well. So they're pushing two channels, the Hulu channel, which is more for adults, and then call it the Disney channel, which is more for family.
Yeah. So you've said that the drivers really today are sort of your global type of products, your commodities and your precious metals and so on. But what about South Africa Inc.? How is it looking? Yes, you said financials were somewhat tepid, but what about others?
It's hard to read it. You know, but when I say it's hard to read it, you know, we had that big fall in March.
Yes.
And what's happened now is we're bouncing around the bottom there. So it looked like we were recovering, and then we came down again, and we pick up and go down again. But you can't see a trend. You know, you can't pick up that the market has bottomed yet and is starting to pick up. In other words, it's not showing the kind of signs that will make you want to rush in and buy it. It's too erratic. You know, it's too patchy and difficult to read. And the results coming out, you know, don't help us as well. You'll see, you know, you mentioned Liberty. Liberty's numbers are huge losses there, but they're writing, they've got provisions, they've written up massive provisions.
Yes.
The shares were up on the back of the market. But the reason is no one's going out and selling policies, and nor does anyone want to buy policies. So you're seeing that throughout the financial industry. Same thing with retailers. You know, they're battling.
Mm.
They're cutting costs and doing things at the bottom line, not at the top line. We're not really seeing gains at the top line. So I think it's a bit too early to make the call on SA Inc.
Yeah. Okay, so let's start by looking at Liberty then. They did come out with their half-year results, reporting headline loss of just under 2.2 billion rand. And like you say, that's partly because they had to make a provision, insurance provision, an amount of money that they put aside that in the event that we get claims for COVID-19, we have this amount set aside, which is 3 billion rand, which is a lot of money.
Right.
So that's part of the reason why they've posted this headline loss. But apart from that, how do you see them as an insurance company? Do you think, barring COVID, they're a good company, and would you invest in them?
You can't make that decision. They're a good company. But as we saw with other insurance companies, we saw it with Metropolitan and Momentum. The salespeople can't go out.
Yeah.
That's how you sell insurance policies. You know, the last thing you do is phone up someone, you know, that put the phone down.
Yeah.
It's only when you can corner them and start to sell. So, you know, insurance is not a policy you want to buy. You know what I mean? You don't do it voluntarily. You don't buy insurance here. You know, you're a forced buyer of it. So it's got to be forced upon you. So I think it's very difficult in these circumstances.
Yeah.
And also, you know, investment products need to be explained, need to sit around a table And so it's this kind of environment doesn't help that industry.
Yeah, I suppose so. And also as well, because of the context that we're in, not everybody is on the internet and all of that. So you do need to go out to these markets and speak to the people.
Absolutely. You know, we're not sophisticated enough to, it'll come down the line. But we're not fintech people yet. You know, we don't go in and say, oh, I need insurance. I'm going to go onto the internet and buy something. We don't do it, you know. We phone up our agent and he comes and explains it to us, or she comes and explains it and so on. So, it's we're in that kind of environment.
Mm. One last one, Gold Fields. I see they put out a trading statement saying that they're expecting their headline earnings per share to be up 300%, something like that. You know, they haven't always had a good story to tell. That sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is. You know, this is simply the gold price. And the rand. But this is in dollars, sorry. I withdraw that. You know, they publish their numbers in dollars. So very, very good numbers that are coming out. Remember, I don't know where the gold price was at the beginning of the six-month period or last year, but I don't think it was anywhere close to it. So if you look at the production numbers, everything's steady. You know, there's no standout production. And they have been hurt, of course, by COVID, you know, because they've had to curtail production in various areas. But otherwise, I mean, it's all gold price, and this is what a move in the underlying commodity can do to your number. So Very nice to see them making that kind of money.
Yeah. And then
big
to the
bonuses. Watch. Big bonuses for management.
And to the point that we were making earlier, it's nice when you're in gold right now and everything's going up, but it's a one commodity play. But of course, if you're in a diversified company, then at least, you know, when things are not going right in one area, they may be going okay in another area. So it's a party time now, but it may not be in the next phase.
Yeah, we've seen the diversified move now.
Yeah.
We are seeing it. That's because iron ore is 115 at the moment. I can't remember when we saw it last at these levels. Copper has gone up very, very strongly. That's all on the back of some very good Chinese PMI numbers in a production, manufacturing number. So we are seeing BHP. We saw good gains in Glencore today. Anglo's, which are the other ones, South 32. So, you know, they now starting to, they're not catching up with gold shares, but they are starting to move and make some headway.
Hmm. David, thank you so much for your time. As always, that was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.